Every believer has the capacity to live as Jesus lived. Live victoriously over sin, sickness, death, poverty, and every evil works of the enemy. You can transform not just your own life, but the lives of people around you. The more you expose yourself to the words of God, the more you see it flow through you. In this message, Pastor Philip teaches on how you can respond to God's unconditional love for you. Live your life in the reality of His power and be all His Word says you can be.
You are ready. Say it again. Say, neighbor, the grace of God is in you already. Don't your other neighbor. Say, my other neighbor. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to earn it. It's a gift of God. Would you jump those hands and celebrate Him one more time? Amen. All right, I'm just going to share God's word in maybe 15 minutes because we are already in that season of grace. In case you didn't notice, Minister David Dam walked in just a few minutes ago. And I'm just going to leave the scene because this is not about me, it's about Jesus. I didn't rise from the dead. He rose. I rose. He arisen. You know. So today is about Jesus. Every day is about Jesus. Jesus is our story. Jesus is our song. And William said it beautifully. See, how do we talk about grace without talking about Him who is grace personified? Jesus is the very grace. He's the one that engraced us. It's all about Him. We are who we are because of who He is. There's nobody that would have amounted to anything if not for Jesus. You know, the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus is a proof that God has you in mind. Tell me, say, neighbor, God has you in mind. You see, God is not shocked by your mistakes. God is not perplexed. He's not astonished. He's not flabbergasted. He's not in the state of Higgy Haga. He's not in the state of Higgy Haga. He's not in all the stuff. That was why when He came down and He found that Adam and Eve had ate the fruit, He didn't say, "Yay, Mugbe." He didn't say, "What do we do?" He already had in place a plan. You see, God created a perfect world but anticipated the worst circumstances. So when Adam and Eve fell, God had a plan. No matter how terrible you have fallen this morning, God has a plan. God is not shocked by what you have done. He had a plan. He had a plan. And the plan was Jesus. Jesus is God's plan. Someone say, Jesus is God's plan. Jesus is God's plan. Jesus is God's plan. And we see Him all through the Old Testament. We see Him paint Jesus all through the Old Testament. Because it's God's plan. The Bible calls it the mystery. Hidden mystery. The death of Jesus was a mystery. Satan did not understand what God was doing. Satan is not omniscient. Can I announce to you that Satan is not as smart as you think he is? He doesn't know everything. If he knew everything, he would not have killed all the children in Bethlehem. He would have picked Jesus and killed him straight. The fact that he killed everybody says that he's doing kalu kalu. He wasn't sure who Jesus is. If he knew who Moses was, he would have killed all the boys in Egypt. He would have just picked him up and killed him. But Satan doesn't know. Satan does not know God's plan, even though he knows God's purpose. God declares His purpose but hides His plan. You see, the plan is the key, is the core, is the strength behind God's purpose. So God announces His purpose. I'm going to make you great. But He doesn't show you the pathway to greatness. Because if He shows you, then Satan will truncate it. He said to Joseph, "I'm going to make you great." But he hid His plan in the path through a prison. Satan would never have thought about that. The Bible says that if the princes of this world had known, they would never have crucified the Prince of Glory. They didn't know what they were doing. Jesus Christ was correct. He says, "Forgive them, for they know not." They didn't know what they were doing. They were by their own hands destroying their own lives. Satan didn't know. By killing Jesus on that cross, it was his greatest one. He was biting his fingers. I was driving to church this morning. I was telling my children the story of resurrection. And I told them in the way they've never had it before. I said, "Guys, do you know what happened on that day?" They said, "Dad, what happened?" I said, "Jesus died on the cross. And went down to the grave." He said, "Jesus went to hell?" I said, "Yes." "So why did Jesus go there?" I said, "Because the Bible said God made him sin. God made Jesus sin. Jesus was not a sinner. Listen to me. Jesus was made sin. He became the person of sin. And it takes sin to enter hell. Ah, you get this. That was why David was in Abraham's bosom. Daniel was in Abraham's bosom. All those guys were in Abraham's bosom. They were not in hell. They said between hell and Abraham's bosom. You remember that story about that man who was rich and, you know, was in hell and says Abraham's bosom, blah, 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 blah. You remember that story? Yeah, so there's something called Abraham's bosom that is not hellfire and is not heaven. But I would say all the saints were kept waiting for Jesus. So Jesus used sin as a ticket to hell. I said when he entered hell, he grabbed Satan by the jugular. He shook him, shook him, shook him, shook him, shook him. He removed all his clothes. My children say, hey? I said, yes. He shake him in front of all his demons. He dragged him on the floor. He disgraced him. Satan tried to run. Jesus Christ grabbed his bum bum. Hit him with the blood. Bwah! They were like, what? I said, yes. He beat him blue black. Dragged him anyhow. Collected the key of his house. Jesus Christ came out of the gate and said, the keys of death and of hell are with me. Satan does not even have the key to his own house. He's a homeless, useless vagabond. Satan doesn't have a house. The keys of hell are with Jesus. He has it in his hands. The keys of death are with Jesus. Jesus was God's plan. We saw him from Old Testament. He kept showing us. Noah's Ark was a Jesus. Noah's Ark was a type of Jesus. Do you understand? God wanted to destroy the entire world. I'm going to destroy people, but if people can just enter this ark. If you can just enter this ark. I'm going to destroy you, but please enter this ark. If you want to destroy us, destroy us. That ark was a salvation. It was God's plan. Ark was built to take everyone in. That was how big Jesus is. Noah's Ark was a Jesus. Isaac was a Jesus. Was a type of Christ. I've said before, very similar to Jesus. Was a promised child. Was a miracle child. Was promised. Was loved by his father. There's so many similarities between Isaac and Jesus. And he was going to be sacrificed as a son. Just like God was going to sacrifice his own son. Isaac said to Abraham, Father, this is the fire. But where's the lamb? I see the fire. I see the judgment. I see the pain. I see the punishment for my sin. But where is the lamb? I'm happy that even though Isaac said, where is the lamb? I'm able to say, what is the lamb? Ah. What is the lamb that was slain? Jesus. That was what we saw in Isaac. We saw him in Jacob and Esau. Jacob dressed in the cloth of Esau. Remember that story? Yeah. Entered in the presence of his father. Got the blessing of the elder brother. That was Jesus. Jesus is the elder brother. We now, clothed in righteousness of our elder brother, are able to approach our father to obtain the blessing of the firstborn. Why was Isaac blind? Isaac was the only patriarch that was blind, and it was deliberate. It was prophetic illustration that God will be blinded to our sins. He will see them no more. Yeah, that was Jesus. All through scriptures we see him. We see him in the lamb caught in the bush. We see him in Joshua. Jesus. Yeshua. Yeshua really is Jesus. That's what it means in Hebrew. In Greek, Yeshua. Jesus. Jesus. That's what it means. So Joshua was the son of Joseph. Ephraimite. It was a mixed blood of Israel and Egypt. Are you following me? Are you following me? So the Savior was mixed race. Him that will save Israel from Egypt as a part of Egypt in him. You have not gotten that thing. Are you getting it? Are Bible scholars here? So the Savior was not pure. Pure blood. The same that the Savior, he that will save us from sin, had a mix of sin in him. He was both God and man. Joshua was both Israel and Egypt. You guys are not looking at this level. Joshua was a type of Jesus. We see that the law could not take them far, but the promise took them into the Canaan land. That's Joshua. We see him in the Passover lamb. We see him in Sabbath. Sabbath is not a day. Sabbath is a person. Person. Jesus says, even the Lord is the Lord of Sabbath. Sabbath is not a day. That is why people that believe in only Sabbath mission, that you pray to God only on Sabbath, or you worship God on Sabbath. I've had people say that Saturdays is the real day to serve God or to worship. I say, which day should we not serve God? We should serve God on all days. So Sabbath is not a day. Sabbath is a person. Jesus is our Sabbath. In him we found rest from our struggle to please God. You are not getting this, church. In Jesus we found rest. Rest from my struggle. I don't have to struggle because of what Jesus already did. He paid the price. He rose up bodily. So I'm going to share you two things. Two things this morning because of my time. And I'll bring up the minister of God. How I was raised with him. Number one is the privilege of sonship. Someone say privilege of sonship. Say it, but say privilege of sonship. Say it loud. Say privilege of sonship. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 1 verse 12, that as many that believed and received him, he gave them power to become the sons of God. The moment you believe Jesus, you become a son of God. You become a son of God by the power and by the grace of Jesus. We are his sons. We didn't make ourselves sons. We didn't have to work for it. I have three daughters. None of my daughters work to be my daughter. There's none of my daughter that can be more daughtered than they already are. There's nothing any of my daughter can do that can make me daughterize her more than she's already daughterized. All my daughters are already daughters to the fullest extent and the scope with which they can be a daughter. There is nothing you can do that can make you a more son of God than you already are. And it didn't come by your power. When me and my wife were doing it, those children didn't know anything about it. They were product of an activity between God and Jesus. You are not getting this. This is Easter Sunday, guys. You're looking at me this summer. Is it because of what I said? How many of you contributed to your big giving battle? Tell me what you did. You did not push. It's like you came out and said, nothing. You didn't earn it. We become sons. What makes it more interesting is that Jesus is our elder brother. The Bible calls him the firstborn. Colossians chapter 1, help me do more. Colossians chapter 1, verse 15 to verse 18. He is the firstborn.
Who is the image of the invisible God?
Yes.
The firstborn of every creature.
Firstborn, yes.
For by him were all things created.
Yes.
That are in heaven.
Yep.
And that are in earth.
Yep.
Visible and invisible.
Yes.
Whether they be thrones.
Yes.
Or dominions.
Yeah.
Or principalities.
Yeah.
Or powers.
Yeah.
All things were created.
All things, yes.
And for him.
Yeah.
And he is before all things.
Yes.
And by him all things consist.
Yes.
And he is the head of the body.
Is the head of the body, yes.
The church.
Yes.
Who is the beginning?
Is the beginning.
The firstborn from
he
the dead.
He is the firstborn from the dead. Jesus used to be God's only begotten son. When he died and he rose up, he became the firstborn son. And if there was a first, that means there must have been a second. There must have been a third, a hundred, a thousand, maybe a billionth. I don't know what my number is, but my number is in there somewhere. I am as much a son of God as Jesus is. You don't see that? Yes, I did. I'm as much a son of God as Jesus is. Jesus is not more a son of God than I am. Why? Even though our bondment may be different, our sonment is the same. You don't write that in the exam. Nobody is more a son. I have three daughters. The first one is not more a daughter than the second one. Jesus was the one that called his brother. You didn't call him. You didn't claim it. Let me show you a scripture. Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1. We're going to read that. We're going to read John chapter 20 verse 17. We're going to read that. We're going to read John chapter 17 verse 23. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 11. Quickly, help me do more. Hebrews 2, 11. What does it say?
For both he that sanctifies.
So both he that sanctified.
And they who are sanctified.
Yes.
Are all of one.
Oh yeah, wait. Yeah. Are all of you seen that scripture? Have you seen neighbor? Did you see that scripture? Now, pick that scripture and give it to me in NLT. Just where you are. We're going to come back to King James, but give it to me NLT. What does NLT say? Right there.
So now Jesus.
Jesus.
And the ones he makes holy.
Jesus and the ones he makes holy, yes.
Have the same Father.
Did you hear that? Is that clear? Answer me now. Jesus and we, who he makes holy. The Bible says that we have the same Father. He doesn't have a bigger Father than we have. When I wake up in the morning and I say, Lord, I thank you. God does not differentiate my voice from the voice of Jesus. I will explain. Because truth sets free. That's what happens. Give me, what is the next?
That is why Jesus is not ashamed.
He is not ashamed to call you brother. You are the one that is ashamed of yourself. You are the one that is looking at your life as a gauge for your sonship. When God looks at you, he's not ashamed of you. The Bible says he's not ashamed to call them brethren. He and the ones he makes holy are one and the same. John 20 verse 17, quickly. John 20 verse 17, what does it say?
Don't cling to me.
This is when Jesus appeared, you know, he was going to heaven. And then he saw Mary. And I said this morning that in a male-dominated society, male-dominated time, Jesus appeared to a woman first. It was Jesus that first broke the bias. Appeared to a woman first. And so he said to Mary, he was in a hurry. He says, touch me not. For what?
For I am not yet ascended to my Father.
Okay.
But go to my brethren.
So he calls them. What does he call them? Answer me now. See, I want to rebuke every religious mindset in the name of Jesus. He said, go to my brothers. When Jesus Christ sees me, he sees me as a younger brother. Go to my brother to do what?
And say unto them.
Say to them.
I ascend unto my Father.
I go to my Father.
And your Father.
And your Father. I go to my God and your God. Your sonship is equal to the sonship of Jesus. It was Jesus that called you his brother. You are not the one that called him your brother. And humility is to accept what Jesus calls you. I say, Lord, I humbly accept to be your brother. I humbly accept. How dare you call yourself brother Jesus? Ah, it was Jesus that called me. So say, yeah. And you call yourself a child of God. Say, I am not the one that called myself a child of God. It was God that said I'm his child. I didn't call myself a child of God. Yeah. Look at you. And you call yourself. You call yourself. I didn't call myself. He called me a child. He called me son. Give me this one. I love this one more. John 17 verse 23. Give it to me. We're going to take this one's NLT and Passions. I love this one the most. Because this one explains it beautifully. John 17 verse 23. What does it say? 17:23, give it to me.
I am in them.
I am in them.
And you are in me.
And you are in me.
May they experience such perfect unity.
Yes.
That the world will know.
That the world will know.
That you sent me.
That you sent me.
And that you love them.
And that you love them.
As much as you love me.
God loves me as much as he loves Jesus. God does not love Jesus more than you. I don't know how you feel about this, but this tickles my heart. God loves me as much as he loves Jesus. He doesn't love Jesus. Is that NLT?
Yes, sir.
Give me passions. He doesn't love Jesus more than he loves me. I'm loved of God. And he was the one who showed me love. Give it to me. What does it say next? Passions. Yes. Is that passions? Okay. So that they express perfect unity. And the world will be convinced that you sent me, yes? They will see that you love each one of them. With the same. Someone say the same. Say it loud, say the same. He loves me the same way he loves Jesus. God loves me. The same. You see, this thing I'm sharing with you, I don't know how it makes you feel, but I sure feel like jumping. God loves me. You know, some of us have a way of placing Jesus and say, you know, I'm just a little tiny. Jesus is the one. Jesus says, come up, guy, come up. It's no pride to sit beside me. I'm the one who called you up. Some of you want to say, I'm just a little worm. I'm just a little tiny, little dead, filthy, funk. God says, God will tap Jesus. Didn't you tell them? Didn't you tell them I love them as much as I love you? It's not humility to run yourself down. Of course, I elevate Jesus, but he elevates me. Puts me to his side. Second one, pledge of sonship. Second one is authority over Satan. Authority over Satan. I'm going to end with this. The resurrection of Jesus gives us authority over Satan. And I chose this because of that drama. This is my last point. I have about 7 points. But I chose this because of that drama. So consider the drama. Because that guy's name is Olajide. Authority over Satan. We're going to read from Ephesians chapter 1 verse 20. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 20. Dumo, you're going to take that from verse 20 straight on to Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6. Do you understand? Ephesians chapter 1 verse 20 straight on to Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6. Please follow this word very quickly. I'll round up with this because of my time. Okay? Come and take this Bible. Death of Jesus, crucifixion, gives me authority over Satan. Oh, yeah, let's go.
Which he wrought in Christ.
Which he wrought in Christ.
When he raised him from the dead.
Now, you have to understand that when God raised Jesus from the dead, that was the highest level of power. From the dead. There are a lot of people that had risen from the dead, but they died again. Lazarus died again. All the people that were risen from the dead, even Tabitha, even Dorcas, even people that rose from the dead, they died again. Jesus didn't die again. That was a complete victory over death. He says he wrought that power when he rose Jesus from there. Yes, what does he say?
And set him at his own right hand.
So he sets Jesus at... Jesus is sitting at God's right hand. Contrary to what they taught you in church, that he's kneeling down praying, leave them, don't destroy them, remember my blood, I died for them. Mm-mm. Jesus is seated. Jesus is not on his knees begging God because of your sins. You nail me to the cross the second time. No. He's seated right beside God. Go on, Dima, what does it say next?
In the heavenly places.
Yes.
Far above all principalities.
He's seated far above all principalities. Yes.
And power.
And power.
And might.
And might.
And dominion.
And dominion.
And every name that is named.
Every name that will be named. COVID-25, if there would ever be anyone. Every name, Jesus is seated far above them. Yes.
Not only in this world.
Not only now.
But also in that
future. In the future, yes.
And had put all things under his
feet. He put everything under the feet of Jesus. Before we go forth. Where's the feet of Jesus? If Jesus is the head of the body. Oh, wow. Someone say, Pastor Philip, I may be a member of his body, but I know I'm just that tiny toe of his left leg. Let me tell you, sister, even if you are the tiny toe of Jesus' left leg, everything has been put under your feet. Ah. Everything under his feet. What is the next?
And gave him to be the head over all things.
He became the head of all things, yes.
To the church.
To the church. Why is he the head of all things?
Which is his body.
Why is he head of all things? The head of all things on behalf of the church. Jesus is the head of all principalities, not for his own benefit, but for the benefit of the church. Continue, Juma, what does it say next?
Which is his body.
Yes.
The fullness of him that filleth all in all.
Yes.
And you.
You.
Had he quickened.
God.
Who were.
So he started first. So because of reason, you don't see yourself in the picture. You don't see yourself in it. You are always away from the picture. If I say, yeah, it may be everybody but me. I know me. Pastor, it can't be me. He says, but you. Something but me. Say it loud now. Say, but me. But me. What does it say next?
Who were dead in trespasses.
You were dead. Yes.
And sins.
And sin.
Wherein in time past.
Yes.
Ye walked according to the course of this world.
Yeah.
According to the prince of the power of the air.
Yes.
The spirit that now worketh in the children of
disobedience. Yes.
Among whom also we all had our conversation.
Yes.
In times past.
That's our past. Yes.
In the lust of our flesh.
Yes.
Fulfilling the desires of the flesh.
Yes.
And of the mind.
Yes.
And whereby the nature of the children of
God. Put that scripture on the screen. Let them be seeing it. They need to see that scripture. Continue. What does it say next?
Even as others.
Yes.
But God.
But God. But you. But God. But God does what?
Who is rich in mercy.
Is rich in mercy. is rich in mercy. Yes.
For his great love.
Great love.
Wherewith he loved us.
Wherewith he loved us.
Even when we were dead in sin.
When we were dead. He loved us still. Yes.
Had quickened us together.
He quickened us together with who?
With Christ.
You see, he quickened me with Christ. The day Jesus came out of the grave, I came out with him. He rose me up. Quickened me together with Christ. Yes, what does he say next?
By grace ye are saved.
By grace I'm saved. Continue.
And had raised us up together.
So what does he do next?
And made us sit together.
So you see, you have to understand this event. Because I need to be talking to a church this morning. And you guys are looking at me somehow. When he raised me up, he made me what?
Sit together.
Yes.
In heavenly places.
Yes.
In Christ
Jesus. So you see, I am not sitting beside Jesus. You see, I am yet to see a head sitting somewhere and the body sitting somewhere else. I don't know if the church is ready to accept this. But you see, you are seated right where Jesus is. I can announce to you that the church is the second person in Trinity. I will explain. Just wait. I will explain. Yeah, don't die. Don't just tune. I will explain. The egg is not from the body. The egg is Jesus. The body is the church. So he says he quickened you up together. You see, because he can't quicken the egg alone. Jesus said, and that's why you cannot run from government. He said, and the government shall be upon. You see, the government is not upon his head, it's upon the church. That is why the world will keep going haywire until the church gets involved in government. I will explain that another day. But Jesus said, I am the head. You are my body. You are seated right where I'm seated. Far above. Powers. It's not by age. It's by light. It doesn't take years, it takes light. I knew that when I was a young child. How old was I? 16 years old. I casted my first demon out, 16 years old. I knew that. I'm seated far above. Someone say far above. Tabitha say, neighbor, you are seated. You will say, but I'm seated in Women's Development Center. It is not a position. It's not a location. It's a position. It's not easy. You can be seated in your WC toilet. You are seated in heavenly places. Anywhere you are seated is heavenly places. You are seated in heavenly places. A doctor, a company director came in one day and he came late for his meeting. And in that meeting, he didn't want to disturb the meeting because he was the chairman of the board. So he came in quickly and quickly sat at the chair next to the door because he didn't want to distract the rest of the meeting. So this usher came and said, excuse me, Mr. Chairman, your seat is on the head of the table. He said, here, little girl, anywhere I sit is the head of the table. It is the man that makes the seat, not the seat that makes the man. You see, where you are seated is far above. I was 16 years old. My younger sister had gone to secondary school and a girl had pierced her eyes on her. And since then, she started having strange dreams. I just gave my life to Christ. It doesn't take years, it takes light. I just gave my life to Christ. But I've heard in scripture that Jesus Christ casted out devils. So when she said, and she started feeling terribly sick, she couldn't take care of herself anymore. She was running, people couldn't find out what was wrong with her. So I asked her, what's the problem? He said there was a lady that she met in school. And they said the lady stared at her. And since then, she started having strange dreams. There was a queen that would appear to her in the dream. And the queen would come to her with two men holding matches and all that. And that blah, 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 blah. I said that when they brought the girl, they said they were taking the girl to Bishop Oyedepo. That was what they said. They said she overheard them saying, we are taking this girl to Bishop Oyedepo. And I was eating Eba. It doesn't take fast, it takes light.
Yes, sir.
Eh? I was eating Eba. I scream. You know I scream. What? You mean you have been having that dream? You didn't tell me. 16-year-old dropped the Eba. I looked out for my anointing oil because that was all I knew then. get an anointing oil. Now I know that it's the man that holds the bottle. I don't know. Took my anointing oil. I said, what did you say again? He said, the queen of the coast. I emptied the bottle on her. I said, you foul devil. Let my sister alone. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. She screamed. I said, what's happening? He said, they are standing there. They're standing right there. I said, what did they say? He said, I should leave this place. That place is too fire. I said, tell them to come here. If they pull you and show your face, I will kill you physically. Leave my sister alone. She said, she's the queen of the coast. I said, but my sister is not your coast. This is my sister. Take your hands of my sister's life now. The fist went away. She went to a deep sleep. Woke up perfectly well. 16-year-old. Who would have born me? A 16-year-old. To deal with the queen of the coast. Do I know since when they have been there in that coast? But the resurrected Christ resurrected me. I'm seated right where he's seated. Seated right where he's seated. Over sin. Over Satan. That's the book of 1 John. That as he is, so are we. Here. I found out. I've told that story before. I've heard this. My father's house was bedeviled by demons. Some of you may not have heard it before. But I'll say it again. And I love to say the stories again. Because it's been saying it again and again and again and again and again and again and again. That your faith is scared. To confront your own devils. My father's house bedeviled. Nobody grew older. My father died at 57. Instead of that at 46, nobody grew older than a particular age because there was a covenant in that family. Everyone must die young. Not only that, everyone must die poor. The devil is a bastard. Poverty and death. But my father was wealthy. How was my father wealthy? My father entered a covenant. You see that covenant? You see that thing? It's real. Real life. People are entering covenants. My father entered a covenant that extended his life by 12 years. And the agreement was that he was going to bring in more people into the covenant of death within that 12 years. So he was a seed of the kingdom of darkness. They sold him for 12 years for an harvest. So everyone he initiated into that covenant, we're going to die soon. I was 16-year-old. My father just died. 15-year-old. My father just died. And I gave him my life to Christ. You see, I gave my life to Christ 3 months before my father died. Jesus is always coming earlier than season. I was supposed to take over the demon. Because my father appointed me that they should hand over the demon to me. But I gave my life to Christ 3 months before he died. So I said, no. I'm in a new covenant now. Hallelujah. This is real. This is real life story. Real life story. So I've seen everybody die. Pa, pa, pa. I didn't know anybody from my family apart from my father's younger brother. He's the only one I know. And he was, at that time, 54 years old. So I had gone into my room one day to pray. And I began to pray in that room. And I saw I couldn't hear God. It was as if the network was failing. I was a new believer. I said, Lord, why can't I hear you? He said, look at your back. I looked at my back and seated on the chair there was a heavy, monstrous figure. I shivered. God said, what? Cast him out. I said, in the name of Jesus, you found him. He became small like dust. Those things is just initial gra. They don't have anything. And off. And I began to pray. And God said, son, I'm going to show you something this morning. Look at a sheet of paper. He showed me a demon. I drew it. Show me a demon. I drew it. Show me a demon. I drew it. He showed me 4 principal demons in my father's house. I drew all of them. He told me where they were when they came into my father's house, what covenant they had with my father's lineage. He explained everything to me in that vision. And I was like, I took paper. I said, Omo Philip, your mind, sir. Just wayward because I'm an artist, you know. I said, just imagination. Yeah, where do you see all these demons? I threw up the paper to my wardrobe, to my uncle brother. I said, God was showing me some things today. He said, what? I said, forget it. I don't even believe in it. I think I'm just in my mind. In the middle of the night, my younger brother woke up with a scream from his sleep. I said, what happened? He said, this house is filled with demons. Filled with demons. I said, how? He said, you were praying in that room, and suddenly a demon came out of that room. And screamed, our secret is out. So you see, that was the demon that I casted out. He said, and they started coming from under the floor, inside the water, inside the tree. And they were coming, and they were coming. And the entire compound was filled. I said, wait. Let me bring out something. So I quickly went to bring the sheet of paper. And I showed him. He screamed. Where did you see them? Where did you see them? This is the one. with tears flowing off his eyes. He says, this one, this is that one, he's the one that stood there. I said, these are the demons you saw? He said, yes. I said, shh, don't tell anyone. Someone said 16-year-old. Say again, say 16-year-old. Put the picture in my pocket. I want to be my pastor in church. I said, pastor, can I cast out the devil? He said, yes. He said, can I cast out the entire devil in my father's lineage? He said, why do you ask that question? I said, I want to ask first. He said, well, he doesn't understand. I said, well, you know, if you have the power of God in you, blah, blah, blah. I said, okay, no problem. So I went back to my house. I went to every corner he told me the way. I know you are here. And I know you can see me. Your time in this house is over. 16-year-old. Every day, echo, meka, manklu, kuluku, boku, kuta, eteliki, bliyakata, shinanamata. Get out of my father's lineage. People were dying like chicken. Out! Out! One night I came out, I'll never forget, that was one night they confronted me physically. I came out in the evening, in the middle of the night. And one of them was speaking from the tree, he was speaking verbally. All the ears on my head stood up like this. Something said, you better run back to your room. And that is if you come, these people will come after you. You know, all the armor of a Christian, there's nothing protecting the back. Breastplate of righteousness, helmet of salvation, sword of spirit. There's nothing for your back. The moment you turn your back, they fire you arrow. Nothing for your back, my brother. So I stood there 1 hour. I was talking back. Shut up! In the name, shut up! Shut up! The next morning, we saw an image, bodily dead, a bed. Dead bed in front of our gates. Just to be sure that I'm not the one who saw it, I took stick and pushed it to the express road. I wanted to be seeing people's expression. Some people will come there, they will cross to the next side. That my father's younger brother grew to be over 70. He was the only one. Today, poverty is there for my family. It is only me and that my brother, that my younger brother, that knows what went under. 16-year-old. Why was I able to confront ancient spirit in my father's house? Jesus resurrected. And I'm seated where he's seated. Rise on your feet.
Thank you for listening to this message. Meditate on these words and watch how it will transform your life. For inquiries, please call 0909-672-9827 or 0807-548-5997. You can reach us on Instagram and Facebook. Instagram at SL Church NG. You can reach us on our Facebook. That's Supernatural Life Church. You can't even